Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight I'm going to talk about what if she married you for chemistry? You were the hot bad boy that she was into and all those chemicals were going wild. Does that mean she stays happy? Or what if she married you because you were the financial guru, a good provider, but there wasn't necessarily all that chemistry there? Does that mean that she will stay happy, attached to you and continue to love you because you're a good provider for the family? How about if I said either or neither? There's no guarantees, 100%. So probably your best guarantee, actually, another article is just reading, your best guarantee is to make sure you have a lot of muscle. Apparently that's a universal thing that women love. But I have two, one's a story here from Reddit and one is an article. And I want to go through this because I want to tie it to the other video I did earlier tonight about women wanting, they get married, they have a close relationship with their husband, and within 1 to 4 years, they want to go out and find somebody else to fool around with and have some fun because they got bored and they need the tingles and excitement. So what happens if they marry Mr. Tingles or Excitement? Well, guess what? They get bored too. From Reddit, my wife, 40, has been telling my daughters, 15, 13, not to marry for love like she did. So she married for love, but turns out he wasn't the financial provider, or at least he was. But then when that started to go away, she was done. My wife and I met in college and married after 6 years of dating. Now that's a good sign, right? Young, college, 6 years they were together. You'd think they might have a shot. Her parents really wanted her to marry her ex, who was much older and already an established surgeon. So mommy and daddy didn't like the fact that he wasn't a provider, but she loved him. She wanted to be with him. I was broke and in debt after college and came from a poor family. However, I always had a dream to open restaurants. She supported my goals. So I'm assuming, obviously, she wasn't for the money. She was attracted to him probably for his looks or whatever. And he was broke and he came from a poor family. So it had to be his looks or his athleticism or something, and personality, I'm sure. She supported my goals. I worked in the industry until I finally had enough money saved at the age of 32. Business went well for a while, and I started opening a second restaurant. Sounds like everything was fine so far. However, because of new competition and other factors I don't want to get into, my first restaurant sales were dropping, and I lost quite a bit of money in trying to open a second restaurant. I was barely managing those losses, and then the bug happened, and now my business is likely to tank. I'm doing everything I can do. I don't have to file bankruptcy while also providing for my family. I continued to make sure that my daughters had everything they needed. Sounds like a good dad, right? Sounds like he's working hard trying to make this work out. However, that was hard when my wife refused to give up stuff like her charge account at a department stores and her booze and brunch outings with her friends. She also insists on stuff like using Uber Lux because she says regular Ubers are disgusting. Recently, we've been arguing because she continued to need somebody else to do things that we can all do on our own. Like, she doesn't need to take an Uber to go one block in nice weather, but she does anyway. She doesn't need to pay for a delivery fee when the restaurant's literally down the street. She also doesn't need to buy a first-class ticket for a one-hour train ride. This has led to many arguments. And during them, she's gotten so mad that afterwards she's been having conversations with our daughters and saying, this situation is miserable and it's because I don't make enough money. Now she's been turning to them if they're around during our fights and saying, don't make the mistake I did and marry a man just because you love him. See, love is not enough, according. Now, let's be fair. All women are not like this. This is not typical of all women. However, it is, you know, younger women today definitely have the entitlement thing. They believe they want it all. They've been told they should have it all. And then when they can't get it all, they're confused. And you know, I've read emails from women saying, I'm confused. I can't get the guy that I want, but I'm only going on date after date after date, and I can't seem to get a guy to stick around. And the first thing I always ask them is, are you chasing the good-looking bad boys? Are you being intimate with them before confirming a relationship? Are you setting the ground rules? And the answer is almost inevitably when they answer me, no. So they're not setting the ground rules. And because of this, they say, well, okay, again, I'll take the provider, or I want, but I want, well, this girl chased the bad boy who didn't have a lot of money, and he's working hard trying to produce the money, but it's not enough for her. So maybe she should have been with a guy for the money. Maybe she should have chased the romance or the financial stability. And by the way, she sounds by someone that's got more money than they probably need, so she can spend the extra of it, instead of love, because obviously she's not happy because she's not getting her way anymore. Other times she would complain how things my daughters have on my wish list are only for kids of doctors, lawyers, and real businessmen. Should I divorce my wife for this? I never knew she had this much resentment for passing up a so-called rich surgeon. And here they are, how many years later? I mean, they were together 6, and then they've got grown-up girls, and she's still bringing up the surgeon her parents brought up, you know, 20 years ago or whatever it is. And he's still fighting that because she's still holding on to it. See, she feels like she went with the wrong choice. How should I parent my girls to make them see me as inadequate? Or how should I parent my girls to make them not see me as inadequate? I desire the love and respect of my kids more than anything, and I feel like they're losing that for me. I feel guilty every time I can't just buy them some new bracelet that some of their friends got. And because this has been going on for a while, I feel worried to hear my kids obsess over how some people in their school buy expensive gifts for their friends, or how some of the guys in their grade buy really Instagram perfect gifts for their dates. So now his daughters are saying, hey, all my friends have this stuff, but I don't, and it's your fault, Dad. The wife is saying, hey, I like these lap of luxury stuff, and it's all your fault, husband. But in the meantime, what did the guy stop working? No, he's still putting his nose to this grindstone, trying to make his business work. The bug hit, not his fault. Tried to open a second restaurant so he could make more money. Struggled with that a little bit. You see how it always pours back on the guy? All of this is the guy's fault. The daughters don't grow up understanding, hey, Dad hit a setback. You know, when, and you know, I was a kid. We didn't go through any of this. So I can't say, you know, me personally, like, oh, I definitely would not have blamed my dad or would have blamed my dad. But I think I would have been understanding. I mean, we never lived in the lap of luxury. Plenty of my friends had, you know, the gaming stations, the first Super Nintendo and the Nintendos and stuff like that that were around, the Atari. I didn't have an Atari. I went to my neighbors to play it. I didn't have game systems. The first game system I ever bought was when I joined the military in 1991, 1992. And I think I bought a Super Nintendo. I bought that for myself with my own money in the games. That was the first gaming system I ever had. So should she, this woman, have married for money? Yeah, but maybe she would have gotten the money and gotten all the other stuff. But in the meantime, is she then keeping her eye out for the attractive hot guy that she wants to have on the side or have an open relationship like the last video I just did? So let's look at this other one. Well, I'm not attracted to my husband. Marriage without chemistry. And this is as of August 20th of this year. Now, and again, let me zoom this up just a little bit for us. There you go. My husband and I have been together for 11 years, married for 5, and have 2 beautiful children whom we adore. So she's been 5 years they've been married, together for 11. We function really well as a family and have a healthy, supportive household. Okay, sounds like that's what the other woman wanted, right? However, right from the start, I have not been sure about my feelings towards him. I've had a terrible past with bad relationships ending in heartbreak. I was really insecure and messed up and quite promiscuous. I always went for the bad boys or the bad boys who didn't want me.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
Wow, what a shock. What did I say? Right? It's always, I want it both. I want the money and I want the tingles excitement. The other girl had the tingles and excitement, but he didn't have the money. This woman has everything she wants, but she doesn't have the excitement and the tingles. She says, and the chase is what really turned me on. However, when I met my husband, I decided that I wanted to get my life together and I had enough of unhealthy relationships. So I denied the feelings of my heart, the bad boys, because I lost trust in my heart, the bad boys, and made a decision based on my head. If you didn't watch the other video I've done tonight, this is exactly what I'm talking about. The women want it all. I want a guy that can financially provide and be able to help me along the way and provide for the family and give me everything. And he's got to be a bad boy that I chase after and lust after, and he's totally hot and I want to do him all the time. What happens if you only get 50% of that? You either end up with the, like the other lady, don't marry for love, girls. You're going to be broke and you're not going to have all the things you wanted for in life. Or this one, you may have everything you want in life, ladies, but your children or kids or whatever, but I'm not excited by my husband. I don't want to be with him. What happens to the guy in both of these situations? He loses. Now, is this 100% of all relationship? No, it's a coin toss. It's a coin toss. It's a flip of the coin. 50% divorce rate, 60, 80% done, started by women. I did really find him attractive the first night I met him. Our eyes locked and we hit it off straight away. We got on really well and we really clicked. He pretty much saved me. And in a way, I saved him. Yeah, you saved him for heartbreak 20 years later. He's been my rock and I have completely turned my life around. I am now fit, healthy, successful, and happy within myself and my achievements. He saved me. I was in a bad place with bad boys. I was promiscuous. I was in a terrible place. And he took me in anyway and saved me. He's been my rock. Turned my life around. I am now fit, healthy, successful, and happy. However, I've not been true to my feelings or honest with him that being with him has always felt wrong. Well, it feels wrong now, especially because you got where you wanted to be. See, again, women don't start they don't line up at the starting line with you and run the full race of life together with you. At some point, they're going to look for somebody that's leading the person they're running with. They're looking for the guy that's ahead of you. And they go, can you carry me with you? Like, let me just catch up to you and you carry me along. So, hey, he's a rock, but no, I'm done with him because I'm in a great place now. See, when I was a bad place, I needed him, but now he elevated me, and now I have to look for better because he's not enough anymore. Since the first night, my feelings towards him have slowly turned more and more to platonic. When he asked me to marry him, I felt the pit of my gut that it wasn't right. Beta provider. That's what she saw him as. On our wedding day, I almost felt sad, but I listened to my head and not my heart. He became my best friend, my companion, the perfect father. It's hard to explain, and you may wonder why I married him. I don't wonder why you married him, because he was a provider, rock solid. He took care of you. He was a good man. He just didn't make the tingles happen. On our wedding day, I already read that. I just thought that I could do without the chemistry. Even though I'm not attracted to my husband anymore, I thought that that love alone would grow. She's not even attracted to him anymore. Instead, I find myself more and more disconnected and unattracted. And now I've gotten to the point where I can't stand his smell. I can't stand kissing him. All his little mannerisms annoy the heck out of me. I can't stand him touching me in bed. I put a pillow between us so I can't smell him. The list goes on. And he's not getting what he deserves out of a wife. She even knows it. And what has he done wrong out of all of this? Nothing. He just didn't spark her bubbles anymore. So she actually got turned off by him. But he helped her improve her life and took her out of a bad place, and he's been a rock. That means zero. She's already ready. She's basically saying here, like, the next time she wants to get some, it's not going to be from her husband. It's going to be from the guy down the way or a coworker at work or on some hookup site. She said, I've not had the guts to tell him properly how I feel for 11 years. So this guy's thinking, hey, I'm in a good relationship, marriage. Everything's going well. Yet for 11 years, she hasn't been able to basically say, I don't like you anymore. And it's been weighing on my mind heavily until now. I finally told him, I've told him that I need time and space to sort my feelings out and decide if I'm in this for the long haul. If I'm willing to live without chemistry or whether or not we're just going to be friends. See, she's making the decision on the relationship status. Now he, the minute that she said this, he should have said, it's it, it's over, I'm out, I'm done. I'm on my way. We'll find a way to parent the kids well together. I'm out. Because no guy deserves this. No, if he's been her rock and helped her and been supportive the whole way, and she turns on him, you need to walk away. Man up and walk away. Just say, it's over then. However, she says, we agreed on an in-home separation. In other words, she suggested it, and he said, okay. You can already tell this guy's doing whatever she wants. And amazingly enough, he is open to both outcomes. He loves me and the kids so much that he's being completely amicable and has moved into the spare room. He moved into the spare room, not her, even though she's the one that fell out of love. You see how this is going here? To give me the time I need. However, I still can't decide what to do. She wants everything. I think the reason why I've been sitting on the fence for so long is because of how much my husband and I have going for us. In other words, we have things. We have a good home. We got the kids. Everything's good for me, except I'm not getting the D from Captain Stranger Danger that excites me. We have the same morals, the same goals, the same tastes, the same parenting views. In a lot of ways, we are getting on really well. We're open about almost everything, except this topic, and work through things together as a team. Yay, team. Isn't that what you girls wanted? 50-50? We'll do everything as a team. Equal partners. We're equal in this. Except there's no excitement there. It doesn't turn her on. She's as dry as the Sahara Desert over this guy. But I tell you what, the bad boy that gives her a hard time and treats her poorly, like the first relationship she had, she's all over it. She was all over the making those bad mistakes, being promiscuous. My husband and I have already talked about the possibility of being apart. We have already agreed on all the co-parenting fundamentals, finances, support, putting children first, sharing duties, bringing up the kids under the same roof. Spoiler alert, they got divorced. They got divorced. Ta-da! Shocking, isn't it? Guys, you know, here's the thing. Not all relationships are like this. Not all of them are. I do have friends that are married. I do have friends that have a at least on the external, on the outside, it seems like everything's functioning well. But what's it like behind closed doors? Behind closed doors, this was an ideal relationship. To all her friends, everybody would think everything was fine. Heck, even the husband thought everything was fine. But in the meantime, she's been dreaming about, you know, getting D'd down by some dude, some other dude, some excitement. She's not into her husband anymore. Do you want to be this guy? Do you want to end up being the guy that's like, well, if I leave, I'm going to have to leave because she'll keep the house. So if I want to stay in my own home, I have to stay in a romanticless, loveless marriage. If I want to see my kids and co-parent, apparently I have to stay in a house where I'm not wanted anymore. I've moved into the spare bedroom. Yeah, everything's great for me. Great life. And if he says, you know what, I'm out, like, screw this, I'm out. What are the odds, again, that he's blamed? He wasn't giving me all the emotional support I needed. It was a loveless relationship. He it's always his fault. He gets blamed for it. Then he pays child support. Maybe he pays alimony. Maybe he doesn't get to see his kids. See, it's a lose, 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 lose for the guys. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. It does exist. There are relationships out there that work. Are you willing to gamble perhaps your life, the rest of your life? We're here for a finite amount of time. Are you willing to gamble that for a shot at this? You got to ask yourself that. And if the answer is yes, then you go for it. And good luck to you. Godspeed to you, my friend. But you have to be realistic about this stuff, that all this is waiting for you as a very distinct possibility. 1 to 4 years, the romance is gone. The 7-year itch, a lot of times the marriage is gone. Open up the relationship. I want to see other people. Let's get divorced. And it's never seemingly the guys, at least in most of these stories that I come across, I don't see a lot of stories where men are like, well, I just decided one day she wasn't providing me with what I needed anymore, and I wanted to find somebody that made more money or provided more money for me. Never see that. She wasn't providing what I needed anymore, so I just left. Now, I do see that, but it's usually when the woman stops sleeping with him, when the woman gains an excessive amount of weight and stops taking care of herself. I never hear a guy say, she was my rock, she was everything, a great provider, a great mother, she was amazing, and so I left her. Well, why did you leave her? I didn't have the tingles anymore. I wasn't excited. Never hear that. Because guys know. Guys don't do that. Guys don't do that. So, I don't know. I'll put these two out. I'll upload these at the same time. I'll leave links to each one or the other, but it's literally back-to-back videos tonight. And you'll see how the two are correlating, that relationships and marriages are just not there anymore. Take the court stuff aside, the child support aside, just women do not want to be latched to a guy unless he's Captain Amazing. And then once she's latched him, he's not Captain Amazing anymore. He's just, well, I've got him, you know, he's mine. But that guy over there, I haven't had him yet. He might be more exciting. He might be more challenging. And again, not 100% cases, but man, the stats are against you. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. check out my community over on betterbachelor.locals.com if you want to join the forums and such. And I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, stats are against you, man. You can do everything right. Doesn't mean you're going to get what you deserve.